Scartrain are a Shrewsbury-based app developer who've produced an app for your phone that can help with this. Vince Dovey is their managing director. Hello, Vince.
Morning, Jim. Are you all right?
Morning, afternoon, Jim. Afternoon, Vince. Good to talk to you. Tell me about Scartrain, because you're an app. You're an app developer, but with a social conscience, if you like.
Yeah, we as a group, we've been designing apps for other people for quite a while now.
Yeah.
But we've always wanted to. We've always had a list of a couple of apps that we wanted to try. And the first one that we're launching is an app called Safe Step, which, as you said, is designed for people who are traveling alone.
Mm-hmm.
With an idea that it just offers a bit of support and comfort to people when they're traveling alone and their relatives.
How does it do that? What does Safe Step do?
Well, it's been deliberately designed to be very easy to use. You download the app. You can set up a number of locations: home, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner's house, work, whatever you want. You assign a contact to that. It gives you an estimated journey time, which you can amend depending on how long it's going to take you to do the journey. And you press go. And then a little clock starts counting down. And when that clock gets to zero, if you haven't notified the app that you've arrived or cancelled the journey because you've got a better offer, then it vibrates and sends you a little alarm. And if after 5 minutes after that you still haven't cancelled the journey, or say you've arrived, it sends a text message to the designated contact, who can is then sent a link, and they can see exactly where you are.
Oh, right. You developed this with the help of some students and their parents, University Centre Shrewsbury. Tell me a bit more about that.
Well, I was working with a lady called Nikki Ayton at the Digital Solutions team within UCS.
Yeah.
And her and a lad called David Clark, who heads up the welfare team there, very kindly worked with me and allowed me to test it with a group of first-year students, just to check that it was something that they would like, that they could mm-hmm. use, that it was simple to use. But we also spoke to their parents, who, quite understandably in this day and age, were a little concerned about their sons or daughters going off to university.
Yeah.
And potentially travelling alone. And we found that not only did the students like it, because it was simple to use and gave them support, but the parents loved it. The parents loved the fact that should anything untoward happen, should someone not arrive at their destination, then rather than waiting for someone to be reported as missing, they immediately get an update. The students also loved it because it's not a tracker. Unlike a couple of other apps in the market, if you make your journey and arrive at your destination, then there's no record of the journey at all.
Right.
So mum and dad don't know what you're up to at 11:30 on a Friday night unless something happens, unless you don't arrive at your destination. And only then are people informed. Because we found that people, young people especially, didn't want to be tracked.
No. Did they mention concern about privacy or people knowing where they were, or is it a question of balancing those concerns?
Well, to be fair, it was quite clear when we were building the prototype that we didn't want a full time tracker. We wanted to differentiate ourselves.
Yes,
we didn't want a full time tracker, and luckily our gut feel was played out by the students, because they want their independence. They want to know that they can go off and enjoy their university years.
Mm-hmm.
But the parents also wanted to know that should something go wrong, should someone take a tumble on the way home,
yeah,
for example, or you know, drink be taken and then get lost, that someone can be alerted to that. And the good thing with it is you don't have to have your parents as a contact. You can have your friend, your partner, your roomie, your whatever. You can have different contacts for different destinations.
In a few months' time, a lot of students will be returning to university or going to university for the first time. And you're keen on that universities and colleges themselves offer it to their students.
Well, we're offering two ways of having the app. You can, as an individual, you can download the app from our website or from the Play Store or the App Store. But we've also been in contact with a number of universities, and we're trying to offer them a universal license that would cover all their students and their staff members, to enable every single student, regardless of, you know, it's an inexpensive app, it's £2 a month, but some students, perhaps students who may even benefit from it, lead chaotic lives, may not have the money in the account, may have other causes of cost of income. So speaking to welfare teams at universities with a view to them purchasing a bulk app and then distributing it out to everybody.
And of course, the applications are much wider than just students.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We've been in contact with councils, care providers, people returning to independent living, loan workers. We've also had a few discussions with holiday destinations where you've got teenagers who want to go off with their newfound friends, and parents want to know that they, you know, where they are if they don't come back in a prescribed time. So yeah, the options are well, there's a raft of options out there for interested parties.
The app is not actually available yet, is it?
4th of July.
4th of July.
Independence Day.
nice thinking.
Yeah, well, that's when it's going live. We're at the moment we're beginning conversations with, as I said, a number of universities who are interested because it's an addition to the welfare that they offer their students, and welfare's incredibly important to students and parents when deciding on which universities to go to. Mm-hmm. So we're having those conversations with them, hopefully to get it in a couple of universities before the new term. But anybody else can download it from the 4th of July.
And it can be found in the app store of your platform of choice.
But also you can download it from our website,
which is
safestep-app.co.uk.
Okay, go and have a look. safestep-app.co.uk. Vince, brilliant idea. Thank you very much for telling us about it.
Thanks for having me on, Jim. Much
appreciated.
Vince,
good to talk to you. Thank you. Bye bye.
Cheers.